Solid ads. Local currency deposits in 16 currencies via TransFi Solid has turned on local currency deposits and withdrawals in 16 currencies, the result of a new partnership with payments infrastructure firm TransFi. The company announced the change in a post on September 4, 2026, describing a flow where users fund an account in their local money, hold the balance in dollars, spend with the Solid card, and cash out locally where supported. The feature is live now across Latin America, Africa, Asia, the Gulf, and the Euro area, according to Solid. The company did not publish the full list of 16 currencies or name every corridor in the announcement. The funding gap this closes most crypto cards assume you already hold crypto or a dollar stablecoin. Getting money in from a local bank account often means a separate exchange, a conversion fee, and a transfer that can take days. For users in markets with thin stablecoin on-ramps, that first step is frequently the hardest part of using a card at all. Routing deposits through TransFi moves that conversion inside the Solid flow. A user in a supported market pays in local currency, and the balance lands in dollars ready to spend. The reverse works for withdrawals, letting a user pull funds back out in local currency where the corridor is available. The card stays the same, the rails change. The card itself does not change. Fees, limits, and the spending experience are the same. What changes is the on-ramp and off-ramp. Funding and cashing out in local money becomes a native option rather than a workaround through a third-party exchange. The practical value depends heavily on the corridor. A deposit in a widely traded currency like the euro is straightforward. A deposit in a thinner emerging market currency is where the partnership carries more weight, because those are the corridors that were hardest to serve before. Solid has not disclosed the deposit or FX spread applied on each currency, so the real cost of using local funding will vary by market. As with any conversion step, the headline rate is rarely the full cost, and the spread on the local to dollar leg is the number to watch. Holding the balance in dollars also shifts what a user is exposed to. Money sitting in a Solid account tracks the dollar, not the local currency it came from, which cuts local inflation and depreciation risk between top-up and spend. That is a real benefit in high inflation markets and a neutral one in stable ones. Local rails as a competitive line. Local currency rails are becoming a standard competitive line for card issuers chasing users outside the US and Western Europe. Cards that spend a dollar-pegged balance already lean on stablecoin balances for the same reason, and easier local funding widens the top of that funnel. The bet is that the users who most want a crypto-linked card they can spend anywhere are often the ones for whom the old funding path was slowest. Two open questions remain from the announcement. Solid has not confirmed which specific countries within each region are covered, and it has not detailed the fees on the local currency legs. Both matter for judging how useful this is in any given market, and both are worth confirming in-app before relying on the feature.